We're on the top of Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, third line down. For those of you who say Karbanos daily, it should look familiar. Havai Mitzader Maracha Nishmei de Gemara Valibe de Abashal. So Havai Mitzader Maracha means that he would say over the order of the Avodah and Beis HaMikdash, the daily order. Mishmei de Gemara, according to this, is Mekubal in the base Medrash. Vali b'Abashal. And this is according to the Sheet of Abashal, as opposed to Rabbanan. They have in Machloikis, there's the Hatavas and Neiras, which are split into first five and then after later two. So there's Machloikis in Abashal and the Rabbanan, that according to Abashal, all the Hatavas and Neiras are done, and only after that is the Ketores. Whereas the Rabbanan, they learn that the Ketores is in between the Hatavas and Neiras. It's not an after it. So now we're going to see the order according to Abashal, that the Ketores is only after all the Hatavas and Neiras. Okay, so what's the order? We have the Maracha Gedola, which is the pyre, they call it, that they put the main fire where all the korbanos are burnt on. That's the Maracha Gdola. So organizing that comes first, and that's Kodemus the Maracha Shnia. There's a smaller fire pile, if you want to call it, that is on the southwest corner, which is where they take the wood to bring to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Mizbeach HaZav for the Ketores. That's the second fire pile. So that comes afterwards, setting up that. Then that's the Maracha Shnia Shel Ketores. Then Maracha Shnia Shel Ketores, Kodemes, the Cedar Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. Next they put two logs on the big fire pile. The Cedar Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, Kodemes, the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. Next thing is they clean off the inner Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaKetores. They clean off the ashes from there. Next, v'dishem mizbeach apnimi kodem hatavas chamesh neros. The cleaning off of the mizbeach comes before the cleaning out of the menorah of the five out of the seven neros. V'atavas chamesh neros kodem l'damatamid. That comes before the damatamid. Damatamid here refers to the shechita, the whole thing. Shechita of the korban tamid and sprinkling its dam. Next, the damatamid kodem latavash shtei neiros, then comes cleaning off the next two neiros. Latavash shtei neiros kodem laktores, that comes before offering the ktores to mizbeach hapnimi. Uktores kodem leivarim, then the ktores comes before leivarim, meaning the offering the evarim of the korban tamid shel shachar on the outer mizbeach. Leivarim lemincha, the evarim come before the korban mincha, which is brought with the korban tami, umincha lachavitin, and that comes before the chavite kohen gadol, which he brings daily. Chavitin linesachim, that comes before the pouring the water mizbeach nesachayin for the korban tami. Nesachim comes before the musafin if there's a musaf like on Shabbos. Umusafin lemazichin, that comes before bringing the lavona that is brought with the lechem apanim. Ubazichin was tamid shel bein arba'im. That comes before the afternoon korban tamid. Shneamar, as it says by the korban tamid shel shacharis, it says v'hiktir aleha chel v'yashlamim. So literally it means, and you should offer up on the ola the fat of the shlamim. But they darshan out that the word hashlamim darshan out to be hashlem, to complete. Aleha hashlem korbanos kulan. In other words, on the morning shachar, korban tamid shel shacharis, you should finish off the korbanos. In other words, all the korbanos should be brought after the of the day that are needed to be brought should be brought after the korban tamid, so that of the morning, so that by nothing should be brought after the korban tamid shel bein arba'im. The last thing is the korban tamid shel bein arba'im. Okay, let's see some Rashi's. Abai Mesader Maracha Mishmei de Gemara Mana Seder Avoda Shel Kol Yom Vayom, the order of the daily sacrifices. Mishmei de Gemara De Kula Yeshiva De Rabbanan De Bei Midrash, as we said, as was learned in the base of Midrash. Valibad Abba Shaul Damar Perikama Hatavat Kol Aneras Kodemus Lekalaktoris, like we said before, that he held that the Ktoris is done only after all the Hatamas and Neros are complete. Maraka Kedola, Shalea Yaktiru Kola HaKtoros, that's where all the sacrifices are put on. Kodemus, that comes before, says Rashi, the Seder Lifnei Hamaracha Shnia, before organizing the second fire pile. Shosim Bekeren Maravit Ramit, which is done on the southwest corner, Mashuch Mina Keren Dalad Amos, which is away from the corner for Amos, Litzat Safon, towards the north, Kedetnan V'Mesechet Tamit. That's Shel Ktoris. The second fire pile is for Ktoris, Shemimenu Chotin Gechalim, Lachnit Mizbeach Tzim Mishacharis, Ve'arvis, Lachtir Alea Ktoris Tamit. That was the, where they took, from that fire pile, they took the coals in order to put on the Mizbeach Apnimi to do the Ktoris on. Pras b'shachris, pras b'en arbaim. Half in the morning, half in the afternoon. L'sidr, shnei gizrei etzim. What is that? Shemesadri ma'alam aracha gedola, b'kulu tamim afarash chamesh. The two logs they put on the big fire pile. And Rashi says that the reasons are all going to be explained in the, coming up in the Gemara. The dama tamim, that refers, as we said, l'shchita u'lizrika, both. First the shechling of the, and taking the dama and then sprinkling it. Ktoris is shemizbeach apnimi. That means putting the ktoris on the inner mizbeach, the gold mizbeach. Kodemus levarim laktir evarim atamid shal mizbeach achitzon. That comes before putting the varim on the mizbeach achitzon. Lemincha minchas nischo shel tamid. That's the nesachim minchas nesachim of the korban tamid shal shacharis niskeim and dichziv, as it says vitzvatziris ayifasolus lemincha. You bring a mincha with the korban tamid. V'nesachim l'nasech yain shel tamid. That refers to putting the wine on the mizbeach for the korban tamid. V'nesachim comes in front of the musafim im shabbos too, if you have a shabbos. And as it says that all the korbanot have to be done before korban tamid shel ben arba'im shenemar vekter alea chelvei hashlamim. So darash lu lashon hashlama alea. Right, the hashlamim, the darshan hashlama, completion. Meaning, ala ola tamid shel shachar hamura b'rosh mikra, which it says at the beginning of the pasuk, shenemar varecha lea ha'ola, viktir, ve'osif ve'ishlim, and then it says, after that vishlim, you finish, vishlim achareha kol ha'kobonos, that all the korbanos should come after the morning, the tamid, the lo al shel ben arba'im, benadana ben arba'im, lamad al tamid shel ben arba'im, shehu acharon lekol ha'kobonos. That therefore we learn from there that the last korban of the day is the korban tamid shel ben arba'im. Okay, back to the Gemara. So now we're going to discuss this brisa. Amar. We learned hamaracha gedola kodemus hamaracha shniya shel ktoris. So arranging the big fire pile comes before the smaller one, the second one for the ktoris. Minalach. Ask the Gemara, how do you know this? The Tanya, as it says, the pasuk begins, Tzaves Aron Vesbanav Lemor, beginning of Parshat Tzav, right? Zos Toras Ha'olah, and then the pasuk says, Hi Ha'olah Alamizbeach, Almokta Alamizbeach Kol Ha'laila, right until the morning, and then the pasuk concludes, Ve'eshem Izbeach Tuchadbo. So when it says that Hi Ha'olah Almokta, Zu, this Mokta is Maracha Gdola. That refers to the big fire pile. And then it says after that, Ve'eshem Izbeach Tuchadbo. And that, Zu Marakashniya Shel Ktoris, that refers to the smaller fire pile where they take for the Ktoris. So we see from here, that's the order. First is the Mokdal, Mizbeach Kol HaLaila. The fact is, it says Kol HaLaila, so that's a hint that that must be the main fire pile, so that's going to be burning the whole night until the morning. And then after that, it says Napasuk Esh Mizbeach Tukabo, that's the Ktoris, so we see that the arranging of the big fire pile comes before the one for the Ktoris. I asked the Gemara ve'epuchana. Maybe it's the other way around. Even though the order in the Torah is this, but maybe becholzos we should do the one for the Ktoris first. So the Ritva explains, why would I think that? I mean, we have the order, it says clearly in the Torah, why would I think maybe it's a different order? So he says, we're going to see soon, that since the wood for that is brought on the inside, for the inside, Mizbeach, in the Heichal, which is where the Mer Kedusha, so there's Avamina, maybe that should be prepared first. The Ritva. Anyways, so that's a suggestion. Maybe it's out of order. The Gemara says, no, mistabra shemarach hagdola difa shekein kapara samaruba. No, it's mistabra that the big one should come first, because that's more kaparas. All the korbanos are brought on the mizbeach achitzon on that big fire pile. It's only one thing, you know, for the mizbeach haktoras, that's only one thing. So that's the kapara maruba that takes preference. I ask the Gemara adarabba, marachashniya difa. That's what we said before. That was the Havamina. Now the Gemara is saying, no, maybe it's a good Havamina. Maybe, lafech, maybe I should first set up the smaller one. To that, I use the wood from that to bring into the, for the Mizbech HaZav. So the Gemara says, even so, afilu hachi kabara samaruba adifa. That's true, but still, the fact that it's kapara maruba on the main fire pile, so then that takes preference. Vibai Seima, another possible answer, is Ilo Mashkach Eitzim Lemaracha Shnia Milo Mayel Mimaracha Gedola. And another answer could be that even we're saying that why should we first set up the smaller one, because that goes on the inside. But let's say there happens to be no wood, no coals or whatever, they're usable from that. You said, don't we use from the bigger one? It was the chachila you're supposed to use from the smaller one. But the bigger one, and even from the bigger one, you can bring from to the inside. Because if you don't have from the smaller pile for the ktoras, you bring from the main one. So the main one has that as well. Not only is kapar muva, but it also you can use that as well for the mizbeach apnimi if you don't have from the other one. So that's why that takes preference. Okay, let's see Rashi. Moktad as lashon medura. Medura seitzim. Chain tukad. So zumar achashniya, the first to the second pile. V'limecha shehei al mizbeach achitzon, misham yechnitzu gichalim al apnimi. So it's on the main outer mizbeach, and from there we take and we bring it into the mizbeach apnimi. We asked a beipuch, maybe the other way around. Lahakdi marachas shoktores, and the bachas gores v'kra the lavka sidura. And in other words, that the pasuk maybe is not written in the order that's really done. The Haba Hector Kolalila Kai. It's going on Hector Kolalila. Chavratam Ruba, Shalea Maktirim Kola Haktoras. Why is the bigger one take preference? Because on it all the Ktoras, all the burnings are done. Chutz min Haktoras Lifnim Lahit. So for the one, for the Mizbeach in the inside. But we said, Milo Amael, if we don't have from the small one, don't we bring from the big one? Nim says, Apagadola Ruya Lifnim. So it comes out that even the big one is right for the inside. Okay, back to the Gemara. All right, Marachash Niyash Oktoras Kodem L'Sidur Shnei Gizretzim. Okay, next we have, then after we set up the secondary fire pile for the Ktoras, then comes the putting on the two logs. So how do we know, Minalan, that comes first? As it says, Ubir Leha Kohen Eitzim, Baboker Baboker. So these Eitzim is referring to these two logs. Anyways, the pasuk continues and it says, Varach Aleha HaOla. So we see that refers to the, what do you put the Ola on? The main Mizbeach Achita. Fine, so that's that pasuk. And we darshan on that, there's a drasha when it says, Ubir Aleha HaKohen, meaning Aleha, on it you have to set up the Eitzim. The lo al chaverta, and not on the meracha. In other words, where do you put the two logs? You put the two logs on the main fire pile, and not on the side one. So what do we see? Michlal diisa lechaverta, and we want to know, how do we know that putting the two logs comes before? First setting up the second fire pile comes before putting the two logs on. We see from here clearly. Why? Because the drasha says, they know you put the two logs on, the main one and not the small one. Obviously the small one is there. If you're telling me to put the logs on the big one, not the small one, we see that the small one is there. So there's the raya, that the small, putting the side, the secondary pile comes before the two logs. Okay. I asked the Gemara, V'hai alea mi ba'alei legufe. Gemara says, but that, we're questioning the drasha b'klal. How can you say that the drasha is coming to tell me that you put the two logs on the big pile? But we need it legufe. We need it just to tell me, aleha on it, that you're supposed to put the two logs on top of the fire pile and not next to it. So my answer is, you're right, but treyalek See, there's two times it says aleha. It says ubir aleha. It also says va'arach aleha. And therefore, one could be for gufe, tell me you put it on, not next to it. And the other one is to tell me that you put it on the main pile and not on the side pile. Okay, Rashi, ubir aleha, ala maracha gedola. He's talking about the main maracha, the samichle varach aleha. The gifts is the haolah. Okay, and then the next, it breaks it up into two Rashis, and then Eitzim is the Shtei Eitzim. Velo al Chaverta, that's, and not on this, the other one, which is the Ktoret, the secondary one. Okay, Vayter, and the Gemara. Next, we have Seder Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, Kodem Ledishan Mizbeach HaPnimi. So next we have that the putting on the two logs comes before cleaning out the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the inner altar. Afalkav dehachak siv baboker baboker, even though by the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim it says, Velashna baboker baboker, as it says, Uvir alea hitzim baboker baboker. And vahacha, by the cleaning out the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it also says that lashon, ksiv baboker baboker, as it says by the Ktoret of Shacharit, baboker baboker behetivo esanei rosh yaktirena. So the fact is, we're talks about here about being doing the haktara of the actual Ktoret. So obviously you have to clean it off before you can do the haktara. So we see that cleaning off the Mizbeach from its ashes, the dishun, is also, it says baboker baboker by that. So therefore, how do we know that the two Eitzim putting on the two logs come before? We have the same baboker baboker by both places. So Gemara says, afilu hachi machshir adiv. Still, the machshir comes before, meaning that how do you make the ktoras, make the ashes with the wood? So since the source of the burning of the ktoras is the wood, it makes sense that the machshir, the wood, should come first. First you set up the wood where you're going to take the wood from in order to make the ktoras. So that logically should come first. I asked the Gemara, machshir my nihu. Gemara says, the shver, because what's in the machshir? Shnei gizrei tzim. You're telling me that the machshir is these two logs, therefore it should come first. V'amarta shnei gizrei tzim l'maracha gedola asli. Then you don't. That's not true. You don't use from the two main logs. That's not what you're going to use for the ktoras. That's not the machshir the ktoras. The ktoras we said had a separate pile of wood where you take the from for the coals for the mizbeach apnimi, right? So it's not you don't use it from the big ones. What do you mean? It's the machshir. It's not the machshir for the ktoras. So the Gemara says, Amar Yirmiya shoemaking. Meaning, it's true, it's not exact, you don't use that wood. But in general, wood is used as coals for the Mizbeach. So in general, the setting up of the wood should come first. Because wood in general is what is used for the Mizbeach. And therefore it should come first. Not Tafka this particular wood. Ravina Amar, another reason why why these Shnei Gizrei should come first is Hoyal v'Hitchil b'Maracha Gomer. Since I already started dealing with the setting up the big fire pile, setting up the small one, so I'm dealing with setting up the wood, so I throw on the two big woods. That's logically come next. That's we're finishing up this whole inyan of the Maracha. Okay, Rav Ashi Amar, he goes back to the reason of the. Of the Hechsher, right? We said that the reason why it should come first is because that's what you use, that's Machsher, that's what you use to make the Ktor, you use the wood. Aye, but we asked on that, but that you don't use those woods, you don't use those woods for that, the two big logs, that goes on the main fire pile. We're using the wood from the secondary one. So he's answering that. And he says, no, ilo mashkach, eitzin lamaracha shniya, milo mayal mimaracha gdola. Let's say I would, again, like we said before, let's say I can't find good wood to use from the secondary pile that I know I'm supposed to take for the ktoras. Wouldn't I go then to the big fire pile? Yeah. So it is. So that stage could be a hamachshir for the ktoras. Because if I don't have for the secondary pile, I would take from the main one. Okay. Fine. Let's see Rashi. Okay. It also says here, baboker baboker, betivu es an eros, yakdirena. That's kaila midrash ayadishan pnimi. That's called going on the midrashan of its pnimi, vahatavata, and cleaning it out, vaktores. As it says, yakdirena. And ven ketores, ela lachar dishun. So even though it's talking about the ketores, and we want to know about dishun, but obviously you can't, you're not going to mock dir until you clean it out first. So therefore, the baboker baboker can also be going on the disha. So we said, therefore, so why should the two logs come first? Machshir adif, says Rashi, ha-machshir metaken esa davar azeh kodmo. The thing which fixes it up, is machshir, it sets it up to be used, that should come first, and that's the etzim. Etzim machshir ektores, and that's what allows you to do the ktores. Shere etzim mina machshirim esa ktores. Machshir ma'ininu, Rashi. Machshir da'acha, but ma'ayasak v'shnegitim. What machshir we talking about till now? Says Rashi, the two logs. But that's not what we use for the mitzvah lektora. The halam aracha gedol azli. That's the two big logs are up and on the main the maracha. Hey, no machshir lektora. So one answer we gave was shu meitzim. It's true. We're talking in general. Even though we don't use specifically these two woods, but in general, wood is the machshir for the mizbeach. Okay, back to the Gemara. Next thing order of things were v'dishan mizbeach apnimi kodel latavas chamesh neros. So cleaning out the inner mizbeach comes before setting up the five, meaning cleaning out the five neros. My timer. How do we know that comes first? Amar Abaye, so this is Abaye talking, he's the one that said this, the bright to begin with. So Gemara, Gemirna, Svara lo yadana. He says, I have a Kabbalah from our rabbi, he said, that's the order, but Svara, he says, to give reason for it, lo yadana, I don't know. I can't give you a reason, I just have a Kabbalah that that's the case, that cleaning the Mizbeah comes before the cleaning the five Neros. Rashi, Gemara Gemirna, Shekein Nesidran, but Svar lo yadana, Latei Tam Ledavar Midati. I can't give a reason for myself, I can't give a reason. Okay, but Rava Amar, the Rava though says, I can give you a reason. Why? Kiresh Lakish, it follows what Resh Lakish said. Amar Resh Lakish, Ein Mavirin ala mitzvah, that you shouldn't pass by a mitzvah. Meaning, V'chi ayo lahechal, B'mizbeach paga b'resha. So when you come into the heichal, so what's the first thing you're going to hit is the mizbeach, and therefore we have a rule: ein mavirin al mitzvah. So the first thing you come to, that's what you should deal with. Therefore, cleaning out the mizbeach comes before you reach the menorah, which to clean out the menorah. Where do we know this from? The Sanya that says shulchan b'tzafon. So the shulchan's on in the north of the heichal. Mashuch mina kosel shtei amos emechza. It's not right against the wall. It's two and a half amos away from the wall. Umenorah bedarom. The menorah is on the south wall. Mashucha mina kosel shtei amos emechza. Also two and a half amos away from it. And the mizbeach is memutza veomed beemtza. And the mizbeach is in between the two. Okay, between the shulchan on the north and the menorah on the south. However, here's what we need: umashuch klapechutz kima. However, it's not exactly like lined up three in a row, but it's out a little bit. Oh, you have it there. Okay. Right. So here's the entrance to the heichal. So the you have on the north side is the what's it called, the lechem, the shulchan, south side is menorah, and the mizbeach is not in between the mamish, it's closer towards, it's out a little bit, and therefore the first thing you hit when you come into the heichal, therefore is the mizbeach. So therefore, in mavirin ala mitzvahs, that's what you should, we have to do first. I asked the Gemara, v'nuk mila dayu, so why is it sticking out like that? You know, let it be right in between the two. So my answer is Kevan Dixi Vesa Menorah Nocha Chashulchan. So we learn from here Be'enan the Chazu Ahadade. So since it's the lashon is Vesa Menorah Nocha Chashulchan, it mentions the menorah being Nocha Chashulchan. Masha, they have to, quote unquote, see each other. They have to be able to see each other. That's why the Mizbeach can't be in between the Mamish, to be pulled out, so they should be able to see each other. Okay, let's see Rashi's. Ein mavirin, banam lamed gimel lamed aleph. Ein mavirin, apogeh b'mitzvah, lo yavor mimenu. If you come by a mitzvah, so you shouldn't pass it by. Benafkalam imechilta, we learn it from Parshas Bo, v'shmartem etzem matzos. It says, so you should have to watch the matzos, and they darsh now, karele etzem mitzvah. Meaning, lo tachmit, lo tamtin la, so you shouldn't leave it that it's going to get sour in the meantime. So you have to do the mitzvah right away when you get to it. Next, Rashi, when you come into the heichal, the first thing you hit is the mitzvah, before you hit the menorah. As we said, it's sticking out east, so that's the first thing you hit. So we said that the Shulchan is on the north wall, but it's away from the wall, 2.5 amos. Meruchak min hakotel tzvoni, shnei amos u'mekta. Shir derech, why this? Why, where does shir come from? It's shir derech shnei konim, zeh til zeh. So shir that two konim could walk next to each other. Zeh ha-mesadrim, ashtei amarachot shalechem apani. But Shabbat, these are the ones that have to go there in order to set up the lechem apanim each Shabbos. The mitzvah is to do it in one shot. When they take off the ones that are there and put on the new ones, all should be done in one shot. And therefore, there's four kohanim that go in. Shnayim mitzad zeh al shelo shulchan l'salechet amaracha yishana shel lechem apanim, to come to remove the lechemim that are there already, the old ones. V'shnayim mitzad zeh, come on the other side and shove in the new ones. Mitzazel esader hachadasha. Meshach min hakotel shtei amos u'mekta, kemidas ha-shulchan, which is the size of the shulchan, da'aksiv, nochach ha-shulchan zeh mitzazeh, klapei chutz, klapei mizrach, letzad pesach. So the mizbeach is klapei chutz, means towards the entrance, letzad pesach eichel, where you come in. We said, lukma badai, why aren't they in a straight row? Why does the mizbeach have to be jutting out? Right, if it's in between them, why does it have to be sticking out on the outside? So we said, because it has to be able to see each other. We said, "V'no chach," it says.